Welcome back, everybody, to the Hoopy Insurance Services pregame show. It is game two of six between the Tin Caps and the Great Lakes Loons. Loons won the opening game of the series last night, 4-2, and we've got beautiful weather here at Parkview Field for the second game of this series. Special guest today on the Hoopy Insurance Services pregame show is a former Major League umpire. It's the first time ever that I have interviewed an umpire, especially a former major leaguer, so I'm really honored to welcome Bill Welke. And Bill, you told me the first time that we met a few weeks ago, I believe you live in Battle Creek. Are you a native Michigander?
I am, my whole life. Born in Coldwater, Michigan, and then live in Marshall in the Battle Creek area, yeah. But first let me stop and say it's my honor to be here. I appreciate the invite. I always love talking baseball.
Oh, that makes two of us. You mentioned before we started, you were in the major leagues as an umpire for 24 years.
That's right.
Did you play baseball growing up as a kid?
I played, like every kid, or a lot of kids, I played T-ball in some little league. But my path to the major leagues was a little different. When I was 8 years old, my 18-year-old brother, Tim Welke, went off to umpiring school. As a teenager, he went to umpiring school to just become a better umpire, a better amateur umpire, thinking if he went to school, people would stop yelling at him. Well, he went in, he did such a good job, he went into the professional game, got to the big leagues at 24. So when I was 8, he left home, and I've been cheering for the umpire since I was 8. And then at 24, he got the big leagues. So at 14, I had a brother working in the big leagues. So I've been a fan of the umpires since I was a kid. I've been pulling for the umpires since I was a kid. And if I went to Old Tiger Stadium to watch a game, I watched the umpires, not the players. So I guess it would be destined for me to follow my brother's footsteps. And fortunately, I was able to make it to the big leagues when I turned 32. I did the college route, then went to umpiring school.
You mentioned you started at the college route, but how many years did it take before you reached that plateau of being a major league umpire?
Well, I graduated high school in 85, and I started doing some amateur umpiring. I went to college and got my degree. And I continued to do amateur umpiring in the summer, and I just loved it. And so I went to my brother Tim after I graduated from Western Michigan University, and I said, I want to be an umpire. He says, the chances you making it to the big leagues are probably less than 2%. I said, I know. I still want to be an umpire, and I want to see how far I can make it. And he offered me some really good advice and a lot of used equipment and used uniforms. And I was in the minor leagues for 8.5 years. I was in the Midwest League in 1992, back when the only team east of Chicago was South Bend, because my wife and I were living in Marshall at the time. And she was pregnant with our first child. And so I love just being back here at the ballpark. I'm reliving my Midwest League days and the minor league days, which were some of the funnest times of my career. But I end up getting called up to work in the big leagues in 99. And I ended up getting hired during the season in 99 after a couple big league spring trainings. So I just retired last November. Last season was my last season. Battled some injuries towards the end, but that's what a life of working on the field can do to a player and also an umpire. You know, we get hit with a lot of foul balls to the mask and to the body, a lot of broken bones and a lot of headaches and a few concussions along the way. But it just seemed like the right time to wrap up my career. 24 years is long. I'm in good health for the most part, and I was looking forward to retirement, and Major League Baseball called me and said, hey, we'd like you to come and help work with the young umpires, maybe do some teaching and some observing and some evaluating and some counseling. And I said, I think I'd love to give that a try. So here I am, sitting next to you in the booth next to you, watching these two umpires do a fine job. In fact, I just came from a nice hour-long lunch with them. We talked about their performance, handling situations, all the things that a young umpire needs to incorporate in their game to be successful.
What makes a good umpire?
Well, that's a loaded question, Mike. I could go a lot of directions with that. But I think as I look back and doing it for over three decades, you have to, I'll agree with it. The first common answer is you have to have a thick skin. But you have to be more than that. You have to be able to think on your feet. You have to be very passionate about something you do. And as an umpire works their way through the minor leagues, there's nothing glorious about it. It's difficult and time consuming, and you're away from home. I mean, my wife and I had a child in A-ball, one in AA, one in AAA, and one when I got to the big league. So as my big league daughter reminds me, she's the best one because she's the big league one, but my youngest one. But it's a really hard life, and you have to be willing to just keep going out there and keep giving your best, even when you don't feel like it. Even when you get a call from home that says, Daddy, come home, I miss you. You have to turn that off and go out there, and you have to perform. You have to perform for the players. You have to perform for the fans. And you have to perform for yourself. And when you can compartmentalize the off-the-field stuff and give the on-field the full attention and the care it deserves, you can be successful.
Another curveball throwing at you, to use a baseball term.
I've seen a lot of curves in my day. I'll take my chances.
In as far as you are concerned, what is the toughest call an umpire can make? And you got a lot of parameters, whether it's a ball or a strike, safe or out, fair or foul, or whether another minor rule has been broken.
Well, you have some really good questions. And it is a curveball. So a couple things. I got a couple answers to that question. First, and you said one of them, calling pitches is just extremely difficult. It seems like every team, certainly in the big leagues, coming out of the bullpen, they got a whole bunch of arms that can throw 97 and they don't know where it's going. Catching, the way catchers catch has changed from the beginning of my career to the way it is now. And people said, well, why would a way a catcher catches affect your ability to call pitches going through the strike zone? Well, they set up differently. And the umpire has to react to how the catcher sets up so they can set up properly. And a catcher going way inside squeezes the slot, and the slot's the area between the catcher and the batter where the umpire puts his head. And if the catcher goes way inside because that's what he's instructed to do, that really shortens up the area that I can put my eyes to be the most consistent. So calling balls and strikes, especially since it's an invisible rectangle that it goes through, can be very difficult. Although over time it gets easier and easier, it's one of the most difficult parts of the job. The other part of the job is, even with all my experience, I can go out for a tough tag play and I can put myself in the proper position, have the proper angle, be the proper distance, knowing where that tag should occur. But it's baseball. Things don't always occur the way they should, right? A simple throw being off by a couple feet can force the fielder to turn and actually tag a runner with his body between me and the tag. And I don't have the ability to see through his body. So we took something where I used all my experience to put myself in the best possible position to be successful and get that call right. And something small can change that dynamic, and I'm no longer able to see the tag. Then I got to go to experience and make the best guess I can, given all the parameters that my eyes have taken in. But being a human being and trying to call things that we don't always get the best look at when it's in our control and when it's beyond our control is the hardest part of the job.
A lot of players, when you talk to them or you read about them or hear about them as they go through their career, a lot of them say there was one particular player that they tried to emulate from an umpire standpoint. Throw your brother out of the equation.
Yeah, because he's the easy, the obvious answer,
yeah.
Right?
Is
right.
There one umpire that you looked at and said, I want to be like him?
Yeah, because I was a fan of all the umpires. Again, I didn't follow players like a normal child. I was just an umpire, like a mini umpire groupie, if you will. So I was around all the major league umpires long before I got near the major leagues. So I can think of 10 people that I would look up to and respect. And I think of Wally Bell, who passed away. He was a very good friend of mine. Wally and I worked a lot of games together in the big leagues. And he's been gone for a while now, but I think about him often. He was a good partner, and Wally was one of those guys that just went out and worked hard every single day. And I really respect, let me back up. I've always viewed the umpiring as we're the blue-collar employees of baseball. We get kind of the short end of the stick more often than not from the fans, which we know comes with the uniform and the job. But I view myself as a blue-collar employee, and I just go out there and try to outwork everybody. And so I always looked up to the umpires that kind of emulated that. In when they did that, that's how I wanted to umpire. And after 24 years, I'm very confident that nobody will ever say, well, he didn't go out there and take a night off, because I never did. And I take a lot of pride in that. I'm more proud of that than I am of the work in the World Series, a couple All-Star games, working with my brother for 3 seasons, although my mom and dad loved it when we were on the same crew. My mom could turn on the TV and see two of her 7 kids working together on the field. But I always emulated the hardworking guys. And so I was always drawn to them because that's how I modeled my career after.
Due to time constraints, I can ask you one more question. Okay. I wish I had more time.
Well, we can do this again. I'll be back.
We will when you come back.
All right.
Final question today. To anyone listening to us that has an idea that they want to become an umpire, what's the one best piece of advice you can give them?
Wow, you keep coming up with really good questions. My one piece of advice is if you want to be an umpire, go for it. It's not the most high-profile, exciting what's the word?
Glamorous?
It's not glamorous. Thank you. I'm an umpire, not a wordsmith. It's not a glamorous job, but it's very important. These youth sports, they need good officiating. And my advice to you is go for it. And then if you're really interested in being an umpire, Major League Baseball is always looking for young umpires to attend one of their camps. You can go to MLB Umpire Camps. And on the website, there's all sorts of information about becoming a professional umpire and even some stuff, some tips on successful amateur umpiring. I would recommend visiting that website.
Thank you so much for giving us some time today. I'll take you up on your offer when you come back to town, and I believe it's sometime next month or later in the season. Let's continue this conversation.
I'd love it. Thanks, Mike.
Bill Welke is our guest here on the Hoopy Insurance Services pregame show. Back with more in a moment on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Podcasts by Federated Media.